Thank you for coming. Olivier will share with us his experience about making a collaborative approach to build and to automate testing for OffBeats framework. Thank you, Olivier.
Good morning, everybody. So my presentations will be to think first business feedback about implementation, about UI test, and second point is with this experience how to have standard practice to increase functional contributions in our project and our community. Of course, I will limit all the presentation on the test context and UI test context. There will be four parts in the presentations. The two first part is about context, not the details context. So even the technical part, it's only a short presentation of each items, but the heart of the presentation is this part. And the last one is about if you make some good UI test, what you have more than only testing the applications. To start about the context, the business context of the project. We are working on a marketplace project, and the specificity of this marketplace is to mix in the same marketplace very local product and very local logistic approach and very classical logistic and product. So national classical trademark. So in this slide you see all the classical product, and this is all the local product. And the idea is to have a very convenient marketplace to help the user to develop all the local commerce. The idea is to say, if the site is very convenient, the customer start to buy some local product, and when he finishes shopping, if he needs some more product, he can find his product, so he don't need to go in another place to buy the other product. So if he continue in this way, we hope in increase day after day the part of the share of the local product he buy in these situations. So the complexity of these situations of this marketplace is very different type of supplier, type of logistic, type of product definition, and so on and so on. About the IT architecture, all the IT system is based on the OffBeats. So OffBeats is used for the back office, all the internal user. For the middle office, all the distribution point to collect the different product and to deliver to the customer. All the supplier portal, local or national, and the e-commerce front office. All the back office and middle office is done with a standard of these with some portlet, and all the portal and front office is done with AngularJS, discussing with OffBeats. The only part in this system which is not Apache is for the warehouse management, because we needed warehouse automations, and so we have to choose the software directly proposed by the automations of the warehouse. And you see in this slide the different type of people we are using the system. The internal, the different locations for distributions, and there are some distribution points which are in the company, but a lot of are not in the company. And supplier, thinking about local suppliers, so most of the time some people don't having a large knowledge about using a complicated system. So we need a very user-friendly system. For the context about me, I'm people who work since 30 years about in ERP implementations. So my conclusions about this all these years in implementation is OFBIS is like over ERP, but not exactly like. And when I speak about OFBIS, most of the time it's specializations of OFBIS, like I don't know, Grow ERP or CPO ERP, and so on and so on. But in most of the case, implementation of OFBIS is not exactly like implementation classical ERP, because we have not enough parameters to having only consultant working, but we need more and more development. But OFBIS is more efficient than over ERP, and more faster to develop specifications or specific parts for ERP. The last very important point for me is the team needed to making implementations. And for me, there are four main actor types: the product owner, or in the past, the key user, the business analyst or the business specialist of the project, and the functional consultant and the technical consultant. I will detail this point because it's very important for the suite of the presentations. I will explain my view by a caricatural schema. And when I speak about technical or functional, I always speak mainly technical or mainly functional. And the point very important for me is to understand the evolution of the different people. For example, if I put classical younger people started in a services company in ERP implementations. When he starts, if it's an engineer, he starts at the beginning in the technical level and starts with a very simple technical point. And his center is here and his domain is small. After 2 or 3 years, is more technical, more domains. You see some functional point, and if in the classical project, you see that the functional people discuss with the customer and so have more information about the business. So most of the company ask the guy to say, oh, if you want to have better salary or something like this, go to the functional part. And if we continue in the same way, if you want to become a manager or something like this, most of the people say to you, continue to go by this way and go on the business. If we are not, if you don't want to continue on the business but prefer technical parts and understanding how each part works, most of the time you say, okay, this is not my way, but I prefer return on the middle part and in the technical part. And the main thing I want to say in this example is, in this example, the center of a knowledge or skill has moved. And each time, the domain increases. But don't forget that even if your domain increases, when the center moves, you forget something. Even at the beginning of your career, you are very technical. After 2, 3, or 10 years, you have a memory of your technical point, but you are not a top specialist. But if you are the member of the memory, you are able to better collaborate with the people which is in each part. So I prefer to speak about center, knowledge center, than knowledge domain, because when the people speak about knowledge domain, most of the time they think about, oh, I start here, after this, and my domain is this. And so I'm able to do all the task only. I say, your center move and your domain move, and you forget something at some moment. Last of the context, my definition of a functional consultant. For me, a functional consultant is able to read some codes. It's not only a functional guy with no technical knowledge. Able to read, to understand, but not write technical codes. About the data chatter, same thing. He know all the data chatter, but not the very details point. If we ask him to write in codes, for example, to parameters, some workflow or something like this, it's possible if you have a very efficient auto-completion tools. His role, first of all, trying the process and using screen. Use parameters and all the type data, for example, the different product types or promotional type and so on and so on. Writing documentations by the different way it's possible. Speaking to the different people and make the link between some technical consultant and some product owner. One more time, it's not to say the functional quality must be between the technical and but he must help to have a good communication between the different parts. And the last, which is very important for me, is promote the using existing things more than develop the new things. In the implementation test, most of the times he is in charge of all the functional tests. And of course, it's one of the important things in my presentation. For me, it's a very important possible contributor because he can, with his contribution, that is his knowledge of the product, be able to give more customer in the community. The UI test. And UI test and costs in the same point. First, at the very often the customer don't ask at the beginning UI test, but they don't understand if there are regressions when you have a new versions or a new developments. So this is a point very important to have a good relationship with the customer. So he is ready to pay a small overhead to have a good UI test. But one more time, is ready to make a little step, not a lot of time to define very detailed scenario. In a framework like OffBiz, we have a functional framework with some screen ready to use, existing demo and so on. We must have for the UI test exactly the same thing. So existing test ready to use, existing test data ready to use, and build with different layer to be able to change a part of a UI test framework without changing all the UI test. And the last point, the most important cost in a UI test is the time you are using to solve each time a test fail. If you are very quick on this part, UI test not a very large cost. But most of the time, due to the lack of documentation or some different points. This is a very consuming time, and so the UI test is a very large cost because a lot of people try to develop but must solve the problems upper each time. And the last is only to be able to answer. In my thinking, the UI test is never slow down the innovations if you are able to have a clear view each time a test fails. If a test fails because you have changed something on the framework and it's very quickly to see it, no problems, it's possible to change the test, and it's very shorter. Now, quickly about our implementations. We are using Selenium, and Selenium is a well-known product running in different browsers and different OS, and it can be controlled by many programming languages. So in our case, we choose Java for the testing code and XML for the data. And one of the very important points for us is to have a complete separation between test code and data code and data test. We have created some util method for testing framework, and we have special attentions to create video and log for easily having debugging on a failed test. And of course, it's integrated in a continuous integration system to use it in the day-to-day project. First, details about this, the separations between test and data. The idea is to say test is organized like a GUnit test, so with a test suite, test case. So we organize the data exactly the same, test suite, test case. And the only thing we add is to do scenario, to add it in a property file to say, okay, I run this test, I give the scenario we use, the Java code we use, and go. So if I show an example of data, the XML data is exactly, you have the scenario at the top, but after, test suite, test case, and in a test case, you have different data objects. And so in the test, I will address the different data by saying, okay, I want this. For example, when I'm logging to the applications, I need to say in which environment I want to be connected, in which language, in which system, and so on and so on. If I'm if I want to be log, or if I want to create something, I can detail the different elements. And to be useful and to not generate a lot of data, it's possible to make some include between the different file to have a more easier understanding overall of data. In the data type, most of the data is in string, but we have chosen to clearly typing the different data to be more clear for the functional guy. For example, if in the case you need a CSS selector for a field, we have created a type CSS selector only to say for the functional, be careful, this is a technical field, and you be respect the CSS grammar. After, in the senior property, but it's details, we can say which browser, which screen layer, and so on. About the off-bit integrations, just four levels. The first level is the class from which all the class tests inherit, is all the technical integrations, how to read the data, the connection to the log, to the video, and so on. And a lot of method encapsulations to simplify the job of a testing writer. For example, if I take a click, most of the problem and the difficulties to a younger developer in testing is when I want to click on an element, I must be sure this element is present, is visible, and so on. So our method, when I say click, first he make the find, check it's visible, and wait if necessary, and so on. If I click a form, I'm waiting the form disappear, something some very useful and to simplifying the writing. Utils is clearly for only data integrations and very complex DOM operations. For example, in a list, if I want to search a line with a specific data with only two or three parameters, I have an iteration of the DOM tree and to have a return. Log Selenium is only all the log on the user part and the log part. And the last of this helper is the last layer, and it depends of, for example, of the type of applications. So in our case, for example, this layer is not the same for the back office and for the front office, because for the front office we have Angular, so the classical operation is not exactly the same. In all these Selenium Radar helper, you have the logging, the logout, the how to find a lookup, or when I submit a form, testing if there are an error message, something very to simplify writing and to make all the classical operations writing and writer exactly the same. Video and log. It's a very important point for us. The better is to show an example. Each test I run, I'm able to put in the parameters, okay, I want a video of this test. And for example, this example, and first I'm able to say I want a video, and second time in the test I'm able to put some log, and so show info panel. Show info panel is each time I want to give an interaction with the user reading the video to understanding easily where I am in the test. In this case, I start by the logging. Okay, after I change the environment to change the language, to change the theme. After create a simple person. Check the person. Find it. Trying to modify it. And in this case, the last step is I want this test can be running multiple times on the same environment, so I decided in this example of test to clean up the data at the end of the test. So in this case, I will go to WebTools and will remove all the different data. So for us, it's very important this video and this show info panel, because one more time, when your tests fail, and I must analyze where the tests fail and why, the first thing is, if I read the video where it failed, I must have a very quick understanding in which context and where the tests fail, not only a technical message. The second thing is, of course, the log. So a classical log. But like the video, the idea is to have a clear log available for functional people to be able to say where I am in the test and where I have some informations usable to connect it to the testing environment and analyze where the data is updated or not. For me, it's very important to say the same test must be able to run multiple times in the same environment, because one downtime, if I want to be quicker to solutions, I must be easily rerun multiple times the test. So, integrations, I've already said the important point about the integrations. In our part, the very important thing is having testing environment available even after the test. So the test run correctly, no problem. The test fail, okay, I'm be able to connect to the environment test and to analyze the different data correct and the different data wrong or application wrong. Okay. The GUI test and the different type of UI test. Three type for me. The unit GUnit UI test, the mechanism test without constraints. So I test the button, I test the different UI functions, the functional test, like a feature, a use case, a list of a different thing, and multiple screen and sometimes multiple applications. And the last one I don't speak about is about the stress test or a capacity charge test. So I detail this part. The unit test, most of the time, test is done and for developer. So done in the same time that development. If I want having a very good of these standard applications, I think I need a lot of GUnit tests for the services, but I need some UI unit tests for the different type of screen. If I'm with widget, there are not a lot of. If I have a multiple type of screen management, maybe you have more tests. If I can be with a very modular screen form and so on, like portlet, it's more easier to have a very focused test on one function by one functions. In this type of test, we are on the technical domain, so it's possible to put a lot of assets with a technical message, because when the developer see the problem is for him, it's easier to him to go to the code and see the line where the problem is, and it's more easy to work like classical. For the functional test, like I say, it's based on the use case. So it's linear, only one context, like a use case. Data testing data is very important, because most of time the testing data is part of a test, and described by user actions, the application and the user manual actions. And the build is in an agile methodology during the development process, not during development, but development process. So the developer starts, show first version to the product owner, so we start to move the requirement to the first scenario, and so on and so on, and after different iterations, at the end, when we have the acceptance test, normally the functional test is okay. Functional test is to avoid the different regressions, but is to for discussions with the product owner, because in the implementation project, very often we have a problem with some user. We say all the time, oh, this bug, I'm sure I already declared 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it reappears today. If I have some video, and I'm able to say, okay, your new bug, look, this week we have passed all the tests and all the tests is okay. And so it's not all the bug. It's a new bug in a new case. Don't forget, in ERP there are a lot of cases. And so we create a trust for a user to say, okay, each time I see a new bug, it's a new bug. Functional guy is the first level analyze when I have a bug or a test fail. So he must have some tools to clearly understand where you are and which are changed. Testing and documentation. For me, testing and documentation are exactly the same objective and the same process. Some guys say GUnit test is very small and very focused on only one point. So most of the time, with a method title or only with one sentence, it's sufficient and don't need more documentations. And this is right only when we have very simple services and very simple data. Even if one service is, it's necessary to understand the context, the clear goal of the services. So most of the time, even if a very small GUnit test, you need one or two sentences to understand. And don't forget, the development best practice, the general development best practice, documentation and unit test is the same place. Sometimes documentation first, unit after, all so on. But for me, the two is in parallel. And when I look, test is used by developer and by functional user, documentation is used by developer and functional user. But the difference between the two is where the different people like to work. And most of the time, one month is some caricature, but the developer prefer to code and to test than to document it. Functional guy prefer to using testing, documentation, testing, and why not, if necessary, coding. But clearly, if we are able to give some tools for two guys work together all the time, we will have good code, good test, and good documentation at each level. So, now, how to collaborate? The first point is to redefine some words. For me, I speak about actions and test methods and scenario methods. The idea is to say, in a unit UI test, classical, I have always first an action, first a test. For example, go to the menu, item one, okay, check if the menu is correctly, the page is correctly opened. Create a person, check if the person is correct. Scenario test, it's a series of actions, and we are able to use the different action method defined in the unit test. So the idea to have a very good collaborations and to have an efficient way to create a lot of tests where it's necessary is to say, in the development process, in the same time I developed, I create some very small methods corresponding to the action is possible to do in the screen. And the functional guy uses this method to be able to chain these different methods to create a scenario. I say test and documentation in the same level. So in my case, all the test is right in Java. So I'm using the Java doc to make the documentations. And clearly, the Java doc is exactly what I want, because with the Java doc, I'm able to see the screen and if I'm the same hierarchy between the screen and the different package, I'm able to find which actions is available in which object. For example, if I look at the different class in my testing environment, I see the different package, and if I go to the example package, I see the different portlet, for example, in my case. So how to manage the different item of example, the details menu, and so on and so on. And I have a main test, and I write the documentation to clearly show him, to say, okay, the unit test is done by this way. But if in my scenario I want to add an item on the example, I go to the example items, and I see that the different methods are exactly what I'm able to do in the screen. The add, like click on the add buttons, or the add, if I give a data object, to add a new items. And of course, if the documentation is correctly done, in the add have, okay, what's the method done, and what is the data I need to populate in the XML file to use it. So with some documentation like this, a functional guy is able to use a lot of technical method. And is at his level is only asking, and with Java, we have the auto-completions. I call the class, I see the different level and auto-documentations. The only specific point is most of the time the Java doc is oriented developer and only developer. In this case, my Java doc should be usable by a functional guy. So maybe and using and most of the time writing. So it's not a problem because most of the details documentation will be done by the functional. So naturally, the documentation will move in the middle part using by the functional technique. Of course, if I'm using a scenario data, I will have a list of a different actions, and each time which method I use if I want to add some details about what I'm doing at this level. But for me, what is important, if this test fail, where it failed. So I must have a reading very quickly to say, okay, this test is create a valid product category. So what he doing? Okay, he created, he linked some text, and so on and so on. If I, when I understand where the context, okay, I'm able to go to the sub-method and to understanding it. Where I'm with collaborations, the idea is clearly iterations. First step, the developer write the action method, and most of the time, the Java doc will be very simple. And when in the development process, I, as functional, I start to develop my scenario, I have some questions. For example, the add button. Is it necessary to open the screen before or not? Okay, I have no answer. So I will ask the developer or I will read the code and I complete the documentations. And with iterations, I'm able to have, at this point, good test. And by using it, I'm able to continue the documentations and made efficient to be usable by more and more people. Same thing in the data structure. The developer is able to understand, okay, I need this field, but most of the time the developer has only two or three data in his eye. The functional guy knows more context, so he can give more context in the scenario, and so the developer in the second step of a development can move from a very unit development to a development in a special context. Log message, show info panel, this message is correct if it are put in the action method, not in the scenario. So most of the time, the developer puts some log message. When I start to make some scenario, I need more show info panel, so I help the developer, or I do directly, I add some line, because this is very simple, I have only a method and message, and that's all. Like other part of ERP development, clearly, UI test will be an iteration process. So currently in our project, we have a lot of unit tests in some part, some scenario, but not a lot. But step by step, we are able to complete the current scenario existing and focus on what is really using. So the idea is not to say, okay, I start the UI test, I want to have a UI test in all the parts because it's too complex. This idea is to say, okay, I start to have some action method in the main important part, create the main scenario, and after, bug by bug or new functionality by new functionality, I complete the different scenario. For example, it's in French, but it's just to show the current scenario we are using for the process is a very long scenario because we want a complete scenario about orders. So I'm logging, I create a supplier, I create the different feature of a product, the trademark, the product, a valid product, two or three products. I go to a portal, supplier portal, to validate the diff product and create offer about this. I create the offer. I return to the web tools to activate the reorder process and so on and so on. Go to the front, able to play the customer role to say, okay, I'm able to select this product, see the different feature and so on. And after, go to the services, return back to the backend, run the different services and manage the orders. So this is clearly not possible at the beginning. It's think which is working iteration by iterations. The last point I want to speak is about if you are doing something like this, clearly because one feature is on one use case, so my scenario about one feature is usable like a tutorial if my show info panel is correct. And maybe I need some special JavaScript function like Zoom or something like this, but very little. And this type of tutorial, I'm sure, is always up to date, because even if my test is running only once a week or once a month, I'm sure that this test is running, so I have an environment with some demo data working with this process and this goal. One of the important points you have when you have the multiple tests is it's possible for functional to be a first-level analyze for bugs. And clearly at this level, for the developer, it's clearly some work, less work, because when we give a bug, we have analyzed in which context, is it data, is it problem, and we solved a lot of problem before asking some technical guy. Modularity, of course, if you are working with action and test method and scenario, we are modular by design because the scenario is not modular, but it's feature by feature. But action method is function very screen by screen and button by button. So it's usable in different contexts and in the standard and in the customer project. The last point for me, if I want to help some functional guy to come and to contribute in the community, I must give us some tools to be able to contribute. Currently, they are able to help some other user, they create some wiki or some documentation and so on, or some demo data. But all these things are completely static. If I create some scenario and with video, I transform the static data to dynamic data. And for me, it's a very important difference, because each scenario I create and give us to the community is usable by different situations in the project implementations and in the tutorial transmission.
I asked him to stop, but he wouldn't stop.
So we only have 2 minutes.
Are they recorded videos? Are they automatically recorded, or did you do it manually?
Completely automatically. I only put parameters to video equal yes, and in the integration system, the video is recorded. And in my Jetkins, I retrieve all the video created.
Okay. And which tool are you using for the recording?
Yourself.
Only Selenium.
Okay. Other questions?
So thank you, Olivier, for the